So this morning on Fox News, the radio version here that we carry at the big radio ranch,
an overly blonde woman anchored the news. Oh wait, that's TV.
No. Yeah. I don't know if you have the Mitch McConnell cut available from Fox News that we ran at 6:00.
I can certainly look for it.
Because we're kind of having a showdown on this student loan interest rate question. You know, it's going to double.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
that seems high.
It does, but again, not for existing loans. Okay,
oh.
Those folks are grandfathered in. That's why when the president announced it, everybody in the audience was yelling and screaming. And you know what? It doesn't affect them. We're going to pay less. We're going to pay less. Well, you're really not. And the other thing is if it did double, it would cause the loan to cost $22 a month more.
I do not have
the audio. And, of course, we know that there aren't many college students that waste $22 a month on anything.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they watch every penny. Anyway, what Mitch McConnell basically said, to paraphrase, is we're in this silly staring match at each other over this question. And I'm thinking, how is that any different than the way they are anyway?
About any topic.
Yeah, I mean, they verbally preen, and then they pose, and then they stare at each other. Wow, that's great. What a way to run a country. That's wonderful. So Mitt Romney, for some reason, decided to go to an impoverished black neighborhood yesterday.
Well, that's pretty much on par with his background, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. Went to West Philadelphia. Residents shouted, "Get out, Romney, get out." Perfect. He went to the Universal Bluford Charter School and talked to educators. And again, how'd that go? But it is interesting because why did he do that and what will the end result be? Now, granted, this was not his audience, but he's talking about, you know, this is where we need to be with education. And if you'll recall, the sitting president of the United States ended a very successful program in Washington, D.C., because the union teachers didn't like it. So it kind of boxes the president in a little bit if he decides, well, we need to spend more on education, because after all, that is a politician's answer to anything. He might be reminded that he actually cut funding for a school in D.C. that was, number one, doing the job, and number two, was very popular. Oh, except with the union teachers. We haven't heard enough about Donald Trump, have we? He says, I'm thinking about starting my own super PAC.
He said that before.
Yes, he has.
I was running for president.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. He just wants to be there. He wants to be in the lens. So you may soon find it tougher to pack in a day's recommended number of vegetable servings. Representative Jared Polis is on a quest to undo what some consider to be the best thing that Congress ever did in all of 2011, and that was declare pizza a vegetable.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Pizza is currently granted that designation thanks to the 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. So there
you
are.
That's a great point.
It really is. And, of course, his bill, the School Lunch Improvements for Children's Education. That's the SLICE Act. Pizza, slice, get it? Get it?
Heard what you did there.
Yeah. So there.
Tasty.
Yeah. Not a good day for Democrat state representative from South Carolina, Ted Vick. Ted is running for Congress, trying to take a step up to the next level. Pulled over yesterday morning for DUI.
Oops.
The illegal possession of a firearm.
Oops.
And a college co-ed that wasn't his wife.
Oh!
It's the trifecta!
Cha-ching!
Name, sir, Bobby Petrino.
That's right. We'll see how that works. I don't know. Ooh. I don't know how the polling was going before that.
Well, he clearly did take the next step.
He's preparing for office.
Yes.
So understand that. That's fine. And, of course, I left this one till last. Bill Clinton.
What?
Y'all don't know. No?
You
know?
No. What did he do?
Well, Bill was at a fundraiser, kind of a dinner, and it was a gala that was hosted by Prince Albert of Monaco.
Oh, not in a can.
Not in a can. Okay. To benefit the Prince Albert II Monaco Foundation and the William J. Clinton Foundation.
Seems reasonable.
Sure. The photo of note has Bill standing next to Brooklyn Lee. That'd be the star of Secretaries 4, if you will, which I think was the best of the Secretaries of movies. I don't know about y'all.
That sounds like a training film.
Well, it does. That's the whole point. And the other is Tasha Raine, who has been in Farm Girls Gone Bad.
So, how do these people get invited to something with Prince Albert?
And that's the question they were asking, and the report simply says that they were legitimate stars at the event. So pretty much the dog that's tough to keep on the porch is... And again, I mean, he was just there. There's nothing to say other than that.
That's right.
He had the pictures taken.
Can't prove nothing.
Just happened to be standing there.
Yeah, as his people said, he's taking pictures with school teachers and all sorts of folks.
Pudgy interns.
He's never running to hide from any of this.
He hasn't. But anyway, so...
Well, you know, Bill's one of them. He never met a co-ed he didn't like.
No. So Brooklyn and Tasha would be the ladies who are in the picture that...
Wait, all right, hang on. I know you got to go. All right, but this warrants. All right, what, Brooklyn what now?
Brooklyn Lee.
Let's see here. I don't know if he could do better, but I think he probably could do better.
Well, he's the better of the... She's the better looking at. Tasha looks like...
Tasha, what's last?
Tasha Raine, R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, do you have a real name?
Of course that's her real name.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, and she's 100% real, too.
I was going to say,
look at her.
She looks like a mile of bad road anyhow, but nonetheless. But again, Bill has never, I mean.
Wow, that
came up. Not going to apologize.
That came up with Safe Search on.
Whoa.
Thanks.
Yeah.